This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy 94.9 Friday morning show with Leo. We love supporting local music here on Joy and especially new artists. My next guest is a singer-songwriter who grew up in Brisbane, now calling LA home. She released her debut single, My Own Way, earlier this year, and her new single, Like You Want To, has just been added to our daytime playlist for the very first time in the Joy Studios. Keita Alexander.
Hello, thank you.
That's all right. Now, having your single on daytime playlist is a pretty big achievement.
Yeah, I'm stoked.
So congrats on that. This thank is the first you. Joy interview, so we'll get to know a bit more about you. You grew up in Brisbane on an avocado farm.
Close. I was born in Brisbane and I grew up in Port Macquarie.
Yes.
And my parents had an avocado farm.
I love avocados.
Yeah, so.
So you had a great childhood, obviously, avocados for breakfast, lunch and dinner.
Yeah. We had to force feed ourselves. Too many.
Early musical influences. Obviously, most artists tend to listen to music from their parents, what they have in their record collection and stuff. Was it your?
Yeah, 100%. Mm-hmm. You know, I grew up on Fleetwood Mac and Queen and Jeff Buckley and, Joni Mitchell and Patti Smith and all those old legends, and I still really listen to all of them.
So when did you just sort of decide that music was your calling? Was there a certain song or a certain artist that really inspired you?
No, when I was younger, I just found a love for music straight away. You know, I wanted to do lessons and I wanted to, you know, I was always singing and stuff. And it was just ever since I was young. One morning it really clicked. I woke up and I was like, I want to quit school and really pursue this. So I quit school and was getting heaps of pub gigs. And
okay, quit school. From a parent's point of view, were they supportive or they a bit worried about that?
No, 100% supportive.
That's great.
You know, I woke up one morning and I was getting good grades and everything. Mm. But then she's like, I said, I want to quit school. And she's like, sweet, let's go in. And I did.
I guess.
It was probably the easiest thing I've done.
It makes it easier that your parents are on your side.
Yeah.
They really encouraged you?
Yeah, really encouraged me to always follow what I wanted to do, so.
You moved to Byron Bay.
Yeah.
Bit of a keen surfer.
Yeah. I'm not insanely great, but you know, I surf. When I'm home, I surf every day and stuff.
Hey, you could be in Home and Away. They can't surf either.
Yeah, that's true. Byron was really good. And then I moved to Bondi. And then I've just been traveling from the end of last year and really focusing on sessions and writing and recording.
So moving to Byron Bay, did that help with your songwriting? Help you develop your sound?
To be honest, it was a bit of a... It slowed down my songwriting process just because I was hanging out with friends and surfing every day and not really focusing. So I was like, I have to move to Bondi or move to Sydney at least. And, you know, at least there's an industry there for music. So I went to Sydney and tried to figure it out.
Because you released your debut EP, Lion Hatch, 2 years ago.
That was not really, it was like I recorded it to sell at pub gigs.
Okay.
It was a real kind of just, I think I was 15 when I recorded it and released it when I was 16. And it wasn't even a release. It was just me trying to make extra cash.
But I guess putting your own, EP together must be quite thrilled at the time. You
know, it was
bit of a learning experience.
Yeah, exactly. It was just me. I'd never recorded anything before. It was just me and my acoustic guitar. My style's changed a lot since then. And, I sold a few CDs at pubs and that was about it.
How's the style changed since then?
Well, I discovered electronic music.
Yeah.
And I realized, you know, there's more out there than just me and my guitar. And then I discovered, you know, synths and everything. And not that I produce it, but when I work with people who use all the different instruments. It's changed a lot. And my early, what I listened to when I was a child, all that I found has come through in my music now. And I've finally found the direction I want to go in.
Being an independent artist, you had to, trying to get signed, you know, going through trying to get a manager and stuff. So that's quite an interesting story.
Mm.
You Googled music managers.
Yeah.
And who came up?
My manager at the moment, Tim Manton.
Yeah, and he manages Angus and Julia Stone.
Yeah.
And also you co-managed by the people behind Lana Del Rey.
Yeah.
How did that come about?
Well, I emailed Tim and I sent him a few of my shitty demos, pardon my language. And because he works hand in hand with Lana's managers as well, Ed and Ben, and then he showed them my music and they loved it and they welcomed me to the team. And so, yeah, it's a really good team.
And then you got signed to Warner Music.
Yeah.
Is that correct? So yeah. What's it like getting signed to a major record company?
Yeah, it's
crazy. Is it a bit daunting because you don't know who you can trust and are they the right fit for you?
Yeah.
Did you find that?
Yeah. Well, I've signed to Warner in Australia and then Atlantic Asylum in the UK. Yeah, it's. I suppose it's just a bit of a whirlwind. There's so many people that want to have an opinion on everything. Yeah. But it's really good. I love direction, and I want everyone's opinions, and then I'll make my own mind up. But yeah, it is very daunting. Like I want to make everyone proud, and just I want to make really good music. That's my first most. So
let's talk your debut single called "My Own Way." You co-wrote this one with Nikki Nighttime.
Mm-hmm.
What brought you guys together?
Well, Tim did. That was our second, the second session he put together.
Right.
And it was very last minute. I was watching the surfing in Manly and Nikki rang up and he goes, "Oh, I've got 3 hours spare. Do you want to come over?" And I was like, "Yeah." And I literally opened my diary and those were the words on my page. And we played some chords and it was a whirlwind, but it ended up really well.
The video you have described as full of memories.
Yeah, yeah. So we had a tiny budget to make a video and it wasn't my vibe at all. You know, it was a clean cut version of me and I'm not very clean, to be honest. And I just thought I'd never made a movie before and I'm like, I want to do it. And I asked all my friends for videos of us hanging out. I looked through my phone and I found heaps of videos and it was a very eclectic kind of thing. I just, got 2 second clips from all my mates and just glued them all together. And
that's really personal.
Yeah, it was really great. I was in London at the time, really homesick. And, it took me ages because I'm a rookie at computers. It was really nice going through it. And I even watch it now just because I like all the footage of my friends and stuff.
You mentioned London before. You also went to LA. You worked with people from Empire of the Sun, Nick Littlemore,
mm-hmm.
and the guy behind Sia, Beyonce, and Lana Del Rey, Chris Braid.
Yeah, yeah.
What's it like working with those people, which have in turn worked with some amazing people in the past, and trying to, is it a bit of an oh my God moment?
Yeah, definitely. It's kind of, I try not to
think about that too
much. Yeah, the thing is, I was trying not to even Google anyone before I went in the session. I really trust my day-to-day who was putting everything together, all my sessions, Gabs, and Tim. So I never really Googled anyone because I didn't want that pressure of being like, oh, no, they've worked with really great, huge people. And it'd be like I'd get there halfway through the session, they'd tell me who they'd worked with. I'm like, all right, it's fine. You're just a normal person. I'm not nervous now because you're cool.
Let's play the debut single. This is Keisha Alexander, My Own Way. You enjoy.
Hi, this is Keita Alexander and I'm hanging out with Leo on the Friday morning show on Joy 94.9.
My special guest in studio this morning is Keita Alexander. Now, we just heard your debut single called My Own Way, which came out a few months ago. The new single, which we've added to daytime, mm-hmm. is called Like You Want To.
Yeah.
Tell us about this track.
This track was one of the first one of my first sessions in LA. I clicked really well with this producer. It was just him and I, and we just wanted to make a feel-good song. And, I'd just come out of a relationship, and it was, me just trying to express myself. I just wanted the relationship to be open-minded and just saying how you felt, and that's just the whole song, just speaking your mind and just being comfortable with who you're with. And
you work with Ben Romans,
yeah,
who's worked with Carly Rae Jepsen,
yeah,
on her 80s pop-tastic album, Emotion, which is a really, really cool album. I love that album.
Cool.
What's it like working with him in the studio?
Oh, he's great. He's a bit of a wizard, He's like a really good close friend of mine now, but it's just fun, working with him is fun, and that's all I want when I'm making music. I don't want it to be a serious pop writing session where it's like, we got to write a hit. I just want to write good music, and I find I do with fun people and nice people. But
Now, the video, you worked with Zach Miller, who's a pro skateboarder. And what was the concept behind the video?
You know, I just kind of wanted it to be an expansion of my first video. I just wanted to solidify who I was, and that is who I am. And, you know, he's a good mate of mine, and it was only us two filming. We didn't have a budget. We were just like, let's have fun and let's just like hang out. You know, it took us a few weekends just hanging out and, yeah, just having fun. It was really, you know, nothing too crazy. Like, we didn't think about it too much. We just we just made it.
I guess the two first singles are from your EP, which is due out late November. There's a further three more tracks on the EP. Tell us about those tracks.
Well, Ben Romans is producing the whole EP.
Oh, wow.
And I wrote one of the songs with a local band from Sydney, the Delta Rigs, and then another song with this hip-hop producer in LA. Yeah, they're
quite different.
Yeah, it is. It's very different. It is very different. But at the same time, there is a constant flow, and I was listening to it the other day. I'm like, yeah, I'm really, really happy with this, and I just can't wait to get it out in the world.
I was reading online, you listed some songs which have inspired you, and a few of them stood out for me. Queen.
Yeah.
Kay's Little Thing Called Love. Fleetwood Mac, Landslide. Mm-hmm. And one of my favourite bands, Crowded House.
Yeah.
Weather With You.
Yeah.
Have those influences come through on the EP?
Yeah, definitely.
In some direct way?
Definitely. I really feel like, you know, I love having that throwback feel, but at the same time, I want to create something new and modern. So there's everything in there. But, you know, I think I start with the 80s feel and then we're like, all right, let's get a little bit more modern here.
Because you were born in the 90s.
Yeah, yeah.
So when did you first discover the 80s? What was...
Well,
your
that was
musical collection.
Yeah, my mum and dad's collection. I couldn't escape it.
Because the 80s were such, because I grew up in the 80s.
Yeah.
And the 80s were a bit of a, there were no rules back then. I guess pop stars
they
were of the
scared.
80s. No, they were just like really, they were individual, they were themselves. Yeah. They were really sort of out there. There's like Prince, Boy George and Duran Duran. They were really experimental. And there was no sort of like stylist, and it was all quite organic.
Yeah, I think that inspires me, just that they weren't scared of using, you know, a crazy wacky synth or like just crazy stuff like that. And it's just very inspirational. And the songs, you know, even if you strip back all the fairy dust that they sprinkled all over the songs, if you took all that away, it's still, they, you know,
really good
masters
songs.
Of really good songs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You are doing some live gigs, playing the Forum on the Saturday, the 12th of December, with Jared James and Meg Mack, co-headlining as well. Your first live gigs in Melbourne.
Yeah.
Excited?
Yeah, I'm so excited. I'm so keen to get onto the stage and just, you know, bring these songs to life. I've kind of been like little eggs I've been sitting on, and I'm just like, yes, hatch.
Another hatch.
Go into the world.
I guess aside from the songs from the EP, any other surprises in your set? Any sort of like covers or? Cover maybe.
Yeah, I was
you
thinking.
Should do one.
Maybe. Yeah. What should I do?
Maybe one of these songs.
Oh, yeah. Crazy
Wild
Little
World.
Thing. Actually, at band rehearsal, we were singing Crazy Little Thing Called Love.
Oh, really?
Just like, just for fun.
Because Queen's, Freddie Mercury just.
Man, don't even get me started.
And because I went to Robbie Williams last week, his concert, and he sang Bohemian Rhapsody.
Did he?
And there was footage of Queen on the screen, and just that song, and everyone knew the words. Mm. Everyone was just on board. It was just.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, yeah, that's, he's a genius. One of a kind.
Now, we should say that your EP is due out. It's called Like You Want To.
Yeah.
EP due out Friday, the 27th of November. You can get the single Like You Want To now online on iTunes. You can follow Keita Alexander online. Facebook is Keita Alexander Music. Twitter, Instagram, Keita Alexander, and the website, keitaalexander.com.au. Thank you for coming in this morning.
Thanks so much for having me.
And we should play the new single, which is Added to Joy Daytime. Now, I'd like to get artists to introduce it for us. So, do you want to introduce your track on Joy?
This is Like You Want To by Keita Alexander on
Can
Joy.
I take you there like you want me to? Make
Hi, this is Keita Alexander, and you're listening to Joy 94.9.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.